The Click and Go Travel Podcast, fueling your wanderlust with far-flung, off-the-beaten-track destinations to just across the water and everything in between.
Welcome back to the Click and Go Travel Podcast. This week we have Linda Ryan from our USA product team, and she's just back from a family holiday to New York City. Linda's going to share all of her top tips from a recent trip with all our listeners. Hi Linda, you're very welcome. Hi Paul. Hi.
Thanks for joining us, Linda. This is going to be great because you literally are hot off the plane.
Yeah.
And we're going to get the inside track, all your top tips.
Yeah. And I literally did everything that there has to be.
Oh, love it.
That you have to do in New York.
So listen, I think we just hand over to you. Take it from landing in JFK.
Yeah. So I flew into JFK with Aer Lingus about 2 or 3 weeks ago. It was actually the midterm break I went. And normally I travel to the US on my own with work, but this time I brought my two kids who are teenagers and they'd never been to New York before. So they were really excited. So we flew into JFK. And just a really good tip for people, because the taxis into New York can be quite expensive.
Yeah.
My sister actually flew out the following day and got a taxi, and it was like $120 in a taxi into Midtown Manhattan. But what we did was we got the Airlink from JFK to Jamaica, and then we got the subway to Penn Station, and the whole thing cost us $15 per person.
Wow. Yeah. So the Airlink to Jamaica.
So the Airlink to Jamaica, and it's very easy to do because it's all signposted. And you're literally getting off one train and getting onto another.
Oh, so the Airlink is a train?
Yeah.
That goes from
JFK to Jamaica Station.
To Jamaica Station.
And then that hooks up with the subway that brings you into Penn Station.
Wow.
Yeah. So the whole thing cost $15 per person. So that was a huge savings for us.
Do you know, probably quicker?
Yeah, it was quicker. It took about 45 minutes in total.
Yeah.
And with my sister coming in the following night, it took her about an hour and 20 minutes.
The last time I was in New York and we were going from downtown to JFK, the driver had to make 3 or 4 U-turns to avoid traffic. It was over an hour. It was an hour and a half.
Yeah.
And not pleasant.
No.
That sounds like a great option.
It was a great option. And because the flight landed at 2 o'clock in the day, it wasn't peak hour on the subway and things like that. We had carry-on bags, very easy to do. So that's a tip to anyone going into JFK is get the Airlink and then the subway. And the subway, as you know, just stops everywhere. Like you can walk to your hotel from the subway.
Oh, yeah.
We stayed in the New Yorker Hotel, which is on 34th Street and 8th Avenue. So we were right beside Penn Station. So
okay.
We literally came up the steps and the New Yorker Hotel was in front of us. Really good location. The New Yorker itself, great location, really big hotel, small rooms, but all the rooms in New York are small, spotlessly clean, really easy to check in. No, highly recommend it.
Good.
So then I suppose what I did was, because I had the teenagers with me, I wanted to include things that they would like to do.
Yeah.
So what I did was I literally planned the itinerary out and I said, we were there for 4 days. We're going to do, I looked at the map as such and I said, I'm going to do this bit of the map this day, this bit of the map the next day. And that's the way I did
That's a great idea.
Yeah. So for example, the first day we did the whole 9/11 museum,
the
World Observatory,
brilliant.
You know, walked around where Wall Street is. We spent the first half of the day down there. And the teenagers, my two teenagers, loved the 9/11 museum.
It is very moving, isn't it?
Like, I thought like they might be kind of wanting to rush through it, but they were like, I was having to call them to come on type of thing, you know, because they were so interested in and so kind of taken aback by everything that they saw, you know, very touched by it.
Mm.
So, yeah, so that's what we did kind of the first day. The second day, then we focused on the Times Square area, the Midtown area. And we did attractions like the Summit One Vanderbilt, which is the new observation deck. They really enjoyed that. What else did we do? We did the Grand Central Station because Summit One is right beside Grand Central Station. So we went in and we had a look at that.
Stunning building.
Stunning building, yeah.
Absolutely amazing. And hard to believe it's a train station when you go into it.
Yeah. And then we just kind of walked around and we stumbled upon things like, you know, that we hadn't planned. And we went and did the Rockefeller Center with the ice skating rink.
Oh,
we didn't do
it.
The ice skating because we didn't have time. We went to Top of the Rock. So we were able to see a different view of New York overlooking Central Park. That was really good. They really enjoyed that.
Yeah, I love Top of the Rock because you're right at St. Patrick's Cathedral then.
Yeah,
you have a gorgeous view, literally down onto St. Patrick's.
Yeah, and that's how it worked for us, that we just planned each day different sections of New York that we wanted to do. And that's how we got to see everything. Yeah.
Because like it is huge. Like it, you look at it on a map and sometimes you think, oh, that's very doable. The scale of Manhattan is phenomenal.
Now, we walked as much as we could, but any like far distances, so say from the New Yorker up to Central Park, we got the subway.
Yes.
And it's so easy to use. Like, we all had a Revolut each and you just tap going in on the turnstile and you're in. And that's all you have to do. You don't have to tap coming out or anything like that. So we all had a Revolut card each and we just tapped and it was $3.
And if you didn't have a Revolut and you just had an ordinary bank card.
The only thing is, I couldn't tap for the kids and you can only tap once.
Okay.
So everyone has to have their own card.
Okay.
Yeah. So we just tap and then you're in. And it's very easy to work out the subway. You're either going uptown or downtown.
Okay. Yeah.
So that's really all easy you need enough to know. Yeah. And then get off at the stop that you want to get off.
Yeah.
So that was really easy to do. And of course, the kids loved the subway. They were like, oh my God, I'm on the subway in New York.
Yeah.
And they loved Times Square. The first night we arrived, we walked down to Times Square. It's about a 10-minute walk from the New Yorker Hotel. And the amazement on their faces. It was a great age to bring them as teenagers, because they would have seen everything on TikTok. And
had they been to New York before?
Never been to New York before. Never had been to the US before.
Had they not?
No.
Oh, wow. No. So first time. And they get to see Manhattan and New York and everything. Yeah,
they love that. So other things for kids that we did that they really liked was Madame Tussauds. They loved that.
I haven't done that.
Yeah, that was really good. That's just off Times Square. And we also did a Broadway show. We went to see Michael Jackson, the musical. And they absolutely loved that because they loved
the
Michael.
That'd be very cool.
Yeah, the Michael Jackson music. It was brilliant. It was actually like watching him on the real Michael Jackson. It was so good.
And had you pre-booked that, or did you do it when you were there?
Yeah, I had pre-booked that. Yeah. One big tip I would give anybody going to New York is pre-book your attractions.
Yes.
Because number one, a lot of them have time slots.
Yeah.
So we had to be, say, at Summit 1 at 2:30. And even though there was a queue, we were able to get there in quicker than obviously the people that had no ticket, you know. So definitely for two reasons, you're going to save about 40% by pre-booking them rather than buying them at the door.
Wow.
And also you're going to save time queuing, because the last thing you want to do when you're on holiday is stand in big long queues to get into an attraction.
That was really the case like two times back when I did a lot of the visits like 9/11 and the Rockefeller and Top of the Rock. Because we had pre-booked and had time slots, we were effectively queue jumping. Like you were through so much quicker, and like you'd get to the venue and you'd see the queue snaking around the corner and you're going, oh my God.
Yeah.
But then you just, because you had pre-booked, you number one, 40% savings, and we can pre-book all of those attractions.
Yeah, we can book all the attractions and we've got really good rates on the Broadway shows as well.
What were you paying as a matter of interest for Michael Jackson?
So we paid $120 for the tickets per person, but I would have paid more for it.
Okay, like it's that's good.
Like I think when you go to New York, you have to do a Broadway show. And I wanted to pick one that the kids would really enjoy. And I knew they'd enjoy Michael Jackson. And it was just amazing. And they were just transfixed from start to finish. So I'd highly recommend a Broadway show. Yeah, and we can book them all. And we can book attractions that save 40%, such as the City Pass and the Sightseeing Pass New York, where you can get an option. You've got like loads of different attractions on the list and you can buy 2, 3, 4, 5, up to 12 attractions on the one pass over the course of time that you're there. So really, really would recommend that as a tip.
And like everybody, if they're in New York, they're going to want to do these attractions.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they're not just going for shopping anymore. They're going to see all of the different visits and things that have opened up.
Yeah. And some of these attractions will include, if they want to do shopping in, say, Woodbury Common or Jersey Gardens, they'll include the bus tour out to Woodbury Common or Jersey Gardens if you wanted to take a day spending shopping out in the outlets.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't have much time for shopping. We just went into Macy's. The New Yorker,
I love Macy's.
Where the New Yorker is, it's 2 minutes up the road is Macy's. So we had a wander around Macy's for a couple of hours just before our flight home. Yeah, what else did we do?
I think you mentioned to me you did the High Line.
Oh, yeah. We did 5 observation decks. One World, which is down where the 9/11
done
is.
Done that, love it.
We did Summit One, which is beside Grand Central Station. We did the Empire State Building at nighttime, which that was lovely. So we did that one at night. We did Top of the Rock.
Yeah.
And we did The Edge, which is my favourite.
Ah, I was going to just ask you about The Edge, because I'm seeing that on social media quite a lot.
Is that the new one?
It's the newest one.
Yeah, The Edge is my favourite. So The Edge is in Hudson Yards, which is quite close to the river. Okay. So if you're looking at the map, it's over to the east, the west.
Okay, so near the convention centre, the Jacob Javits, and the ship, the military.
It's a museum now. Yes, you can go on board.
Yeah, it's fab.
And it's right beside where the Circle Line cruises.
Oh, perfect.
They operate from Midtown, from a port there. We walked from our hotel. We were down Hudson Yards in 10 minutes, 10-minute walk. And the vessel is there now. So there's two attractions. So you have the Edge itself, which is the observation deck. And then you have the vessel, which is another attraction. It's like an outdoor kind of a bridge that goes not as high, obviously, as the Edge.
Yeah.
But then where the Edge is, there's loads of shops and restaurants. So it's a shopping centre as well. But when you go up to the top, it's 360 degree view of New York. So the view is amazing. And they also have this section where it's glass, a glass floor, where you can actually look down to the very end. Like you can look down onto the street. So
yeah, that's what I was seeing on social. It was that glass.
It's like a glass balcony jutting out to the side of the building.
Right out over the edge. It was incredible. The Intrepid is the ship we were trying to remember the name of. And then on that side as well, Hudson Yard, the Intrepid and the Edge, you can get very easy access onto the High Line.
Yeah. So what happens is when you come out of the main doors of the Edge and you literally go left and the entrance to the High Line is just there. So if you're going to do the Edge and the High Line, do that one after the other. So the High Line was something that I had never done before.
I loved it.
Yeah. So we took the High Line. We went down as far as Chelsea Market.
Let's just give people a flavour of what it is. Because it's effectively a greenway.
Yeah. It's an old railway track.
Yeah. Elevated in New York through the city.
Yeah.
Like is you're walking past people's apartments and hotel rooms. And for the voyeurs out there, it's just heaven.
Yeah. And there's things to see along the way as well. Like they've lovely murals on the wall that you can stop and have a look at.
There's lovely benches. And I think it's very much a voluntary community maintenance project. So like different communities mine different parts of it and do different things. And artists are along the way. And it is so not what you expect to do in New York. But it was the day I got the highest ever step count on my phone. So I was really pleased about that.
So, yeah, that was really good. We enjoyed that. And then we stopped off in Chelsea Market,
lovely.
Which is lovely to see.
Yeah.
And we had a walk around there. So that lovely food areas, different types of food areas, lovely vintage shops and things like that. And then myself and my sister are Sex and the City fans.
Oh, very good.
So we had Googled Carrie Bradshaw's house and it came up that it was a 10-minute walk from Chelsea Market. So we were like, okay, we're down as far as here. We need to go and see that.
Yeah.
Of course, we walked down there and that was great just to get pictures in front of her, her house.
The neighbours must go mad, do they?
Well, there's somebody living in it. So needless to say, there was about 15 women taking photographs outside of it. So it's, a fabulous brownstone house and it has a chain going across the steps.
Yeah.
Because I believe she had to put the chain on because people were going up onto her steps and taking photographs.
Oh, dear.
So she wasn't too happy about that. Yeah.
I can story top that. When we live on Cedarwood Road, that's my parents' house. And that's where you too, like Bono lived on Cedarwood Road. And just across from our parents' house, there's one of the street plaques, like nailed to the wall, like your standard Dublin street name plaque. And loads of people arrive in taxis to get photographed with the Cedarwood Road name plaque. And loads of people have tried to take it off the wall.
No way. Oh, my God.
Take it home.
So Carrie Bradshaw in New York, Cedarwood Road in Dublin.
But that was really good. We were delighted to be there and to see that. And it's in a gorgeous area.
But there's so much free stuff that you can do. And then if you're talking about pre-booking the attractions and planning, I love the way you've planned this out. We should get this in a blog as well so that people can have a look at it and download it. And then, we can get all of those attractions booked for them.
Yeah, and the tips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And even though we packed it in and saw nearly everything, we weren't shattered. Do you know what I mean? Because it was so planned.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. She said you weren't going zigzagging across Manhattan or up and down. You were doing the one world 9/11 area down, the south and then the central and then the north. And
yeah.
Oh, wow. Where else, Linda? We talked about the New Yorker. Where else would you stay? What other hotels and what other deals do we have?
Yeah, so we've really good deals on the Paramount Hotel, which is right in Times Square. Another lead-in hotel would be the Manhattan at Times Square, which is you're literally in Times Square in 3 or 4 minutes.
Wow.
Then the Rio Plaza is a great one as well. That's just kind of off Times Square. Mm-hmm. And a lot of our prices can include breakfast there as well.
I was just going to say, I've sent quite a lot of people to that and it does include breakfast.
Yeah, and that's great for families because they have family rooms that will sleep up to five.
That's great.
In the Rio Plaza. If you want something a little bit more kind of traditional, you could go to the Fitzpatrick's, the Fitzpatrick's Manhattan or the Fitzpatrick Grand Central. They're really great hotels as well. The Edison is a great hotel. The Tiempo by Hilton is a great hotel. There's loads of great hotels.
So New Yorker, Paramount, Manhattan, Rio Plaza, Fitzpatrick's, Grand Central or Manhattan, Edison and Tiempo. There are some great suggestions.
And then if you're like second or third timers going and you want something a bit different, like I would go down to where the Meatpacking District is, where Greenwich Village, like Carrie Bradshaw's house was fabulous. I said to my sister, if I ever come back, this is where I would stay.
Okay.
Yeah. And then on the last day, we went up to Central Park and I love it up there as well. Those residential areas up there, great hotels like the Beacon, the Art House. Like really good hotels up there as well.
I love the Beacon. I stayed in the Beacon.
Yeah, yeah.
And like large kind of rooms, large studio apartments and tons of space.
Yeah, but with families, I think to stay around the Times Square area
is central.
Yeah, because you can, it's really walkable.
And I love that idea of the subway and using your bank card on and off.
Yeah.
And just to make that point that like they can't all do it on mom or dad's card.
Yeah.
It has to be three cards if there's three people, four cards if it's four people.
Yeah, you can only tap once.
Tap once. Yeah.
Now you can tap a couple of times during the day, but only on the one card and once on the entrance in.
Yeah. My God, it just sounds brilliant. And I love the fact that it was a family piece because I think probably people think it's going to be too expensive to take a family, but you can use the family rooms for four or five.
Yeah.
So you're paying for one room and splitting the cost.
Yeah.
If you're pre-booking everything, you're going to save money.
Yeah.
We've talked about the savings on the transport in and out from JFK at $15 each way per person. So like it's making it very affordable because for a family it's a lot of expense because you're paying. You and your husband are paying for the
kids. We also did because I wanted the kids to have kind of the, you know, the American diner experience.
Yeah.
So I dug up where some great places that, you know, that got good reviews but were reasonable. So there was a great one that we found called the Skylight Diner, which was quite close to the New Yorker Hotel.
Okay.
And for breakfast, for example, and like we had what we wanted, it was only like maybe $55 for the three of us.
Okay.
You know, which I thought was quite reasonable because we would have done Starbucks another day and it was nearly that price. Do you know that kind of way?
So very good.
Yeah. And then for lunchtime, we would just grab a pizza slice for lunchtime, which was very reasonable.
$55 for breakfast for three in New York.
For the three of us in a diner, not even a kind of a coffee shop type thing. So I think...
So it can be done.
It can be done.
Very affordably.
Yeah, it can be done. Obviously, there's restaurants that are going to be very highly priced. A good thing that we did as well, actually, which was quite reasonable, we went to two Irish bars for dinner.
Yeah.
The food was good and that was quite reasonable.
And the food choice was great. Like it was full restaurant menu.
Full restaurant menu, yes. The prices were quite reasonable.
Yeah. And airline-wise, you were in and out with Aer Lingus?
Aer Lingus.
Who did you fly with?
Yeah, we flew with Aer Lingus into JFK. So perfect. It was like 6.5 hours both directions. It was
really good.
You know, the planes were, you know, they looked really quite new and the choice of movies on board was great. The food was good. Yeah, no, it was really comfortable.
And then there's tons of competition on flights to New York.
Yeah.
Massive number of options every day. Like out of Dublin, it's JetBlue, United into Newark, Aer Lingus and Delta into JFK, JetBlue into JFK. And there's flights also out of Shannon. Not year round, but pretty much year round out of Shannon.
Yeah.
So really good options.
Yeah.
And there must be 10 flights a day nearly out of Dublin to New York.
Loads of capacity, yeah.
Tons of capacity. So the prices are good. And book in advance, plan in advance.
Yeah.
Use your hotel suggestions.
Yeah. Pre-book your attractions. Very important.
And a great option for the family. Like you did midterm, which was ideal in terms of something different for families.
Yeah. Yeah.
Brilliant.
No, the kids loved it and they want to go back.
Yeah. You're saying get a summer job.
Yeah, get a summer job. Go back when you're 21.
That's great.
That is so much great information in terms of the tips, the inside track and loads to do.
Very
and I really like the idea of the planning. It's not just me being control freak. I just love it in terms of making good use of your time, which is really important.
Especially with families, when you've got a family. Yeah. If it was just a couple going over, you could take it a bit easier.
But, Linda, you've got to think of the queues.
Yeah.
And New York is busy. Like, it's year round. It's busy.
Yeah.
So beat the queues. Yeah. Plan. Even don't just leave it to chance. You're going to save 40%, which is massive when you're saving.
Yeah.
And you're going to save time. Let's do it.
Yeah. Book in advance. Great. Thank you very much for joining us and giving us all those tips for New York. And if you'd like to follow us on our social media, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and we're also on YouTube.
We are.
And if you'd also like to give us any suggestions on what you'd like to hear on future episodes, please email us in at podcast@clickandgo.com.
Thanks a million, Linda. That was brilliant.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Again.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye. 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 Bye.